Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When he began his WILS morning wake-up program, host Dave Ackerley asked me what I considered to be the greatest financial problem facing the world today. My one-word reply was debt. To me, debt not only includes borrowed funds not yet repaid, but also the net present value of unfunded liabilities. In the U.S., the largest source of unfunded liabilities are government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits, Social Security, and Medicare. The federal government by itself is in the hole more than $100 trillion for its debt and unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. When you add more than $10 trillion of unfunded liabilities for state and local governments, you can see how these debts and liabilities will never be paid off in dollars of today's purchasing power. In theory, debts will be repaid someday, and unfunded liabilities will eventually be funded before payments are due. Sadly, the opposite is happening. Not even counting unfunded liabilities, some financial analysts calculate that, worldwide, there is more than $250 trillion of outstanding debt, which has tripled in less than two decades. Today's so-called prosperity is only made possible by continued massive increases in debt levels. Let's make this personal. If the amount of debt you owed kept increasing year after year, would you feel wealthier? I sure wouldn't. Now, what do you think would happen to the economy if, instead of making new purchases of goods and services, you and everyone else focused on reducing and paying off their outstanding debts? Then consider what would happen if the worldwide total of debts and unfunded liabilities would merely stop increasing at ever faster rates. The terrible reality, which you don't see covered by the regular media, is that even a slowdown in the rate of debt increase, not even going all the way to a standstill, would cause the global economy to collapse. As part of that financial disaster, pretty much every existing government currency would become worthless. This financial catastrophe is going to happen someday. The only question is when. Which is why you need to own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver as wealth insurance. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.